Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Baird here. Before I begin today's story, I want to take a moment and ask that you check me out on Patreon at www.patreon.com/CanadaEHX. There are several tiers with great benefits, from ad-free content to t-shirts and other cool stuff. And I have plenty of wonderful merch in my store, and the link is in my show notes. As well, if you're a fan of Canadian history, make sure you check out all of my shows, from John to Justin, Canadian History X, Canada, A Yearly Journey, and Pucks and Cups, along with Canada's Great War. And don't forget, you can also donate directly to the show at www.canadaehx.com. Just click donate. It helps keep this show going. Okay, on with the show.
I'm Craig Baird, and this is From John to Justin. Following the resignation of Brian Peckford, Tom Rideout was chosen to lead the province and the party. His time in office would be one of the shortest in Canadian history. Tom Rideout was born on June 25, 1948, one of 13 children, a fisherman father, and his wife. Politics was always part of the family, and his parents would often welcome politicians into their kitchen for coffee and debate. As a child, he was a big supporter of the Liberal Party. When he was 14, he painted a bright red welcome sign for Joey Smallwood when a road was opened in the area. It had a major impact on his life, he said years later. I made that decision I would seek elected office back when I was just entering my teens, and quite frankly, it was always part of that plan to be premier one day. As a boy, he dreamed of becoming premier, and after graduating from the University of Newfoundland, he became a teacher and then vice principal before turning his eyes towards politics. In 1975, he was elected to the House of Assembly as a Liberal, but left the party after 5 years to join the Progressive Conservative Party under Peckford so that he could help in the fight for offshore mineral resources. In 1984, Rideout became the Minister of Culture, Recreation and Youth, and then the Minister of Fisheries in 1985. And after Peckford resigned, a leadership election was held. A total of 782 delegates chose Rideout by only 26 more votes than Len Sims received, and with that win, Rideout became premier. He said, "I have a vision I can offer to the people of this province." His win was surprising because many felt he lacked charisma, but he said, "I have my own views and my own style, and I have my own approach, and I know what I am comfortable with. I am not a very complex person, I guess, in many respects." He quickly promised to make fundamental changes in the province. He said he had 1,001 things to get done in the first 10 days, and one of the first things he did was reduce the size of his cabinet. The closeness of his leadership election had attracted a lot of media coverage, resulting in a boost in the polls for the party as they held a 20-point lead over the Liberals to kick things off. Unfortunately, this gave Rideout too much confidence, and he called a snap election 1 year earlier than he needed to. He said, "It is now time for people to decide. The time is now for assessing what we have accomplished and for planning our course for the years to come with new energy, new ideas, and new people." This proved to be a fatal mistake for his premiership. During the campaign, the Conservatives portrayed him as a leader of the 1990s while portraying Liberal leader Clyde Wells as a man of a different time, as he was first elected in 1966. In the election, the Conservative Party narrowly won a higher percentage of votes, but the Liberals won more seats, and after only 44 days, Rideout was out as Premier. His time as Premier was the shortest in the history of Newfoundland and one of the shortest in Canadian history. He stated he would remain as leader as long as the party wanted him to stay, saying, "I'm not prepared to lead the party with knives in my back or to fight for my position." Rideout remained as the leader of the opposition until October 1991, when he took a federal appointment as a member of the Immigration and Refugee Board of Canada. He spent most of the next few years working as a lawyer, and in 1993 he attempted a political comeback by running for parliament, but he lost in the Gander Great Falls riding. In 1997 he earned a law degree from the University of Ottawa and was called to the Newfoundland Bar in 1998. 2 years later, he was re-elected to the House of Assembly, serving until 2008. He once again had several cabinet posts, including the Minister of Health, and later the Minister of Fisheries and Deputy Premier. Early in 2008, Rideout was criticized for spending $16,000 in questionable residential expenses over an 8-year period from 2000. The money was used to rent a house in his district, while also claiming a per diem for accommodations. Rideout promised to repay the money. On May 21, 2008, Rideout resigned as Deputy Premier over a dispute with the Premier related to road funding. He had been asked by Premier Danny Williams to rescind funding that he had announced. Originally, $2.5 million was provided for road work, but this was increased by $1 million without consultation with Premier Danny Williams. Williams stated that Rideout had attempted to intimidate government officials for extra spending in his district. Williams said, "I grew up in a time when roads were being paved to get votes. That was something that as a kid I found really abhorrent. The one thing this government is not going to be doing is trying to use road money to get votes." According to Transportation Minister Diane Whelan, she agreed to Rideout's request for extra funding after he threatened to quit cabinet. She later stated she should have called the Premier on the issue. And Rideout officially left office on June 30th, 2008. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Next week we're looking at Clyde Wells. Information from CBC, Canadian Encyclopedia, Toronto Star, Wikipedia, Yahoo, No Holds Barred, the Ottawa Citizen, Montreal Gazette, and the National Post. If this is your first time listening and you like what you heard, please take a moment and give us a 5-star review to help other people find these amazing stories. And there are so many you can sink your teeth into. We also love hearing from you, so if you have a show topic you want me to cover, email me at craig@canadaehx.com or stop by my website and social media. I'll include all of those links in the show notes.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.